From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued a warrant for a new suspect it only identified as Faisal C for involvement in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in security videos. Meanwhile, organizers have postponed Sunday's planned March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister asked residents not to attend for safety reasons. Jan Jambon had said that police were stretched too thin with the investigation into the attacks to thoroughly secure the demonstration.
And we understand fully that everybody wants to express these feelings, but it's our responsibility that this can be done in the best circumstances possible. And that's why we invite our citizens to report this manifestation to a later date.
The event's organizer, Emmanuel Foulon, said Saturday that the march was postponed because safety of the citizens is a top priority.
It's normal because the main priority is the safety of the citizen. So he was saying that he will postpone, and now I think we will wait because I think Belgian citizens need to be together to go further and to make a step in the new normal life.
Foulon said the march would be rescheduled for another date once the Interior Ministry gives the green light. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says that defeating the Islamic State group remains his administration's top military, intelligence, and national security priority. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama called Belgium a close ally and said he had offered the country's prime minister the full array of U.S. support in battling terrorism. The president said that the United States will not stop until Islamic State is defeated.
We've ramped up our intelligence cooperation so that we can root out ISIL's operations, and we constantly review our homeland security posture to remain vigilant against any efforts to target the United States.
Mr. Obama said that he will use the coming nuclear security summit in Washington as an opportunity to work with allies to coordinate efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Pakistan's top nuclear security advisor has rejected growing U.S. pressure and safety concerns about its production and deployment of battlefield nuclear weapons. Khalid Ahmed Kidwai, an advisor to the so-called National Command Authority and a longtime custodian of the country's nuclear arsenal, told a seminar at Islamabad's Institute of Strategic Studies that the tactical nuclear weapons are here to stay.
Pakistan would not cap or curb its nuclear weapons program or accept any restrictions. All attempts in this regard are bound to end up nowhere.
Islamabad's tactical nuclear weapons have been straining its traditionally roller coaster ties with Washington since 2011, when Pakistan first tested and began producing its nuclear-capable Nasir ballistic missile. The tensions come ahead of next week's nuclear security summit here in Washington, where President Barack Obama and other global leaders will discuss terrorism threats related to radiological weapons and review proposed safety measures. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Alaska caucus, one of three Democratic Party nominating contests being held Saturday. Washington State and Hawaii are also holding caucuses. Sanders spent much of the week campaigning in Washington State, but the final delegate award in the Pacific State won't be known immediately. Only 34 of Washington's 101 delegates can be awarded Saturday or Sunday. The remaining 67 will be awarded in the coming weeks when the state party releases vote shares by congressional district. And astronauts aboard the International Space Station got an early Easter treat Saturday with the arrival of a supply ship full of fresh food and experiments. Nearly 3,600 kilograms of groceries, equipment, and experiments arrived on board an orbital ATK Cygnus rocket. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.